Ben Dieter, we have a very special guest in studio this morning.
That's right. Our good friend and a tough on crime politician. Who knew those could exist in the same sentence? Senator Brent Taylor. State Senator Brent Taylor joining us in studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. When Todd said a very special guest, I'm looking around like, okay, who's he talking about? I don't see anybody else here but me.
No, it is you. And I wanted to get your, you know, we're the voters, we're the constituents. We don't get the behind the scenes neat stuff. I know it's not all neat and glamorous, but the responsibility that our governor has had to help out with the southern border, because, you know, and our listeners know, it's a mess right now. They're completely overwhelmed. And you had the opportunity to meet with the delegation to send these troops off, the National Guard men and women, to the southern border. Tell us what that was like.
Yeah, the governor made the call that he was going to send 100 troops to the southern border to help Governor Abbott get a handle on that southern border, because the southern border, there's so much illegal activity that is flowing across that border, from sex trafficking, human trafficking, drugs, fentanyl. All of that is impacting Tennesseans. And so the governor committed to send 100 troops to the southern border to do, quite frankly, what the federal government is obligated to do, but they have failed to do. And so we met with the troops, 100 troops that are going down for a 30-day mission. We met with them. We prayed with them, and we sent them off to protect our southern border. And as I told many of the troops, just remember that you are following in the footsteps of Tennessee Giants, Sam Houston, David Crockett.
Mm-hmm.
And remind the Texans when you get there, but for Tennessee, there would be no Texas.
We keep pulling their fat out of the fire. I'll tell you that much. You got that right. So
that's right. And so it was important to send that message. Once again, we're having to Todd, as you said, pull their fat out of the fire. We're having to go down to save Texans, but protect Tennesseans.
I love it. And that's a great way of looking at it. And, of course, we're not the only state doing that. I think other states as well, sending their National Guard troops down there. At some point, you have to wonder if anyone in Washington is actually paying attention to the Constitution. You know, we have the guarantee clause, and that is a responsibility of the government to step in and protect states that have been invaded. And, you know, if the government is not going to do that, then it's good to see other states standing alongside Texas here.
It is. And I will say this, you know, Governor Abbott really had a stroke of genius when he started sending immigrants to other parts of the country, because just now I think the federal government is beginning to realize that they have to do something, because when New York and Chicago and these other communities just get a few thousand immigrants, they break down, but they expect these small communities on the southern border to accept tens of thousands.
The latest breaking news, Senator, is that the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is threatening to have the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, arrested for kidnapping because DeSantis is sending plane loads of illegals to Sacramento, the state capital, and they don't know what to do with them. Of course, New York City Mayor Eric Adams yesterday announced that they want people to house the illegals in their private residences. I don't think that's going to go over very well.
I don't think so either. Governor Abbott is a great American. And matter of fact, you may not realize this, I actually know him from some other activity that I've been involved in, and he actually made me an honorary Texan.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've got papers and everything that I'm an honorary Texan.
Do you get like a cowboy hat or something?
Well,
Stetson?
That gives me the authority to go buy a cowboy hat and wear it legally.
Do you get a discount at Bucky's? Or?
So I do keep that honorary Texan certificate handy.
Speaking of the governor, you were with him yesterday, and he was in Memphis with the Build With Us tour across the state. And he's looking at the Tennessee Department of Transportation. It's a $3.3 billion budget to do things like update infrastructure. Will this help with the bumps, the potholes on Poplar Avenue? Could it be?
It actually could be. Poplar Avenue is a state route. And as part of that package, the $3.3 billion Transportation Modernization Act, included in that is funding for local communities to help with their road projects. And Shelby County is actually receiving $14 million above their normal allocation of road funds to Shelby County to help with potholes and other infrastructure needs that are paid for by at the county level.
This happened when I was not in Memphis, but Poplar Avenue is just so narrow. You know, those lanes are so narrow. I'm not even sure how they could even widen the roadway now. I mean, you're literally at the front door of a lot of these businesses, especially over in the East Memphis side. It really makes you wonder, what were they thinking by turning it into a three-lane road where you can? There's literally barely any room.
Well, I wasn't in Memphis then either, but I assume Poplar Avenue was probably originally a two-lane lane, and then they squeezed in the additional lanes. But what makes them even more narrow is when you have to dodge potholes on your way east.
It's true.
Having to maneuver around potholes. That really gets narrow then.
Maneuver potholes and bullets, which leaves me to another topic, which is just the out-of-control crime. I mean, interstate shootings are up this year. I forget the percentage, but it's terrible. I mean, just yesterday we had 5 people shot, 3 of them teenagers. And you have been working with County Commissioner Mick Wright, who actually was on the program yesterday, to hopefully close some of the loopholes in our broken judicial system in a resolution. Talk about it.
Yeah, I would say it can seem hopeless, Todd, and I think you'll appreciate this. It can seem hopeless, but we all must remember that Moses was once a basket case, and it turned out well for him, and I think it can eventually turn out well for us, but we've got work to do. And part of the work that we need to work on is the judicial system, the bail system in particular. Our current district attorney, Mulroy, he is working with this new bail order. And one of the criteria that they're using is the affordability of bail. They're literally letting people out. The bail room is, the judicial commissioners are letting people out with however much money they have in their pocket. Mm-hmm. The purpose of bail is to serve as a sort of collateral. You put up money and we'll let you out, but you're going to lose your money if you don't show back up to court. So it needs to be a serious enough bite that they don't want to give up that money. And but when you let them out with just whatever they have in their pocket, that's so little money that they'll decide just to skip court and remain on the lam until they're rearrested. So we have to work on that, and I've got some ideas that we'll be introducing as legislation in January when the General Assembly reconvenes. And then judges, we need to really do an audit of our criminal court judges and general sessions court judges, determine if they're operating as efficiently as possible, because my fear is that they're not.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know that you're very involved in Republican politics, and what do we need to be doing here in Shelby County to attract more voters? Because ultimately, a lot of these issues are decided at the ballot box, and of course, we have a lot of nonpartisan races, but what is it that we need to be doing to reach out to the community?
Well, Republicans are being given the perfect issue, and that's crime.
Right.
I mean, we have to be the party of law and order, of getting criminals and locking them up. It's a pretty simple formula. And I've watched all the candidates for mayor, and they are campaigning and talking about how we need to address the root causes of crime. You know, Todd, if I suffer a heart attack right now and they rush me over to St. Francis into the chest pain emergency room there. The doctor, no matter how bad my chest pains are, the doctor is not going to come in and start talking to me about the root causes of heart disease. They're going to try to fix my heart first. Once they fix my heart, then they'll start working with me about how to improve my diet, how to, you know, keep my hypertension down, cholesterol, and the rest of it. Until we get our arms wrapped around the immediate need of addressing crime, we don't even need to be talking about root causes. But all the candidates are talking about root causes. The candidate, Todd and Ben, that has the message that I'm going to build up the police department, it's going to serve as a deterrent to crime. We're going to catch people. We're going to lock them up. We're going to keep them there. And I'm going to petition the legislature to pass laws that once they're in jail, that they serve 100% of their time. We already do that on some offenses. That will be the winning message. And I think that will get people over to the Republican Party to vote for their candidates.
Well, that's good. That's a good word.
We're just waiting for that candidate to listen to the show, you saying that message. Adopt it, copy and paste, and run on it and win. It's That's unbelievable.
It's, it's really that simple.
Again, it's nonpartisan, but there is a Republican running, and I do think that is the winning message. And I know the mayor, Jim Strickland, he's fed up. Do you think with the remainder of his administration, he will be able to get the DA, get some of these judicial commissioners, judges on board with his calls to strengthen these sentences?
I'm not sure collaboration is going to work at this point, because everybody, it's been my experience that everybody that seems to be involved in the judicial system is circling the wagons. Nobody wants to do any kind of self-reflection about what may be wrong. You know, I was in business for 20 years. I spent every day, and Todd, you probably do as well, I spend every day trying to figure out what's not working right in my organization so that I can fix it and it makes it work even better. Nobody wants to take that responsibility to do any kind of self-reflection. I have asked, tell me what's not right. Tell me what you need help with, what needs to be changed at the state level that will make this better and more efficient and where it will work better for the public. Crickets. No one has gotten back to me. So Mayor Strickland, he and I have had a conversation. He's got some ideas, I think, to work with them, to ask them to make some changes, and if they don't, to call them out on it. And I'll let him speak for that when he's ready to announce it.
At some point on the state level, what are other people, other lawmakers in Tennessee saying about West Tennessee? There have been calls to send to the National Guard. I'm not sure that's going to work, and I'm not quite sure what they would end up doing. I mean, long term, we need more police patrolling the streets, as you just said.
Yeah, you know, when I arrived in the Senate, I really expected a cool reception from my colleagues in the rest of the state in the Senate towards West Tennessee and Memphis. I will give Mayor Strickland a lot of credit that he spent the first several years of his administration working to build up relationships in Nashville, and they have paid huge dividends. When I got there, when I would talk about an initiative that I wanted to sponsor, the first thing I would ask is, where's Strickland on this? And I would say, Mayor Strickland supports it. Then we're with it. I was pleasantly surprised that people in the legislature, they do care about Memphis. They just needed someone that they could work with to help make sure that we've got the right policies in place. And so everything I've asked for, my colleagues have given me. Matter of fact, every bill I sponsored this past session passed the Senate. Now, we still have work to do in the House. But my colleagues in the Senate, they are concerned about West Tennessee, and they want to see West Tennessee prosper.
All right, good stuff. Senator, appreciate you dropping by. Enjoy the summer. We'll catch up with you again shortly. But in the meantime, appreciate you dropping by.
Enjoy vacation.
Senator Brent Taylor.
That's going to be nice.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. And glad to be the special guest. I wasn't sure who you were talking about.
Yeah.
Bring us back a souvenir.
I will do that.
All right.
Maybe a Mamma Mia CD or something.
A t-shirt or something.
That's right. ABBA music.
Well, you deserve the break because you've been working hard for us in West Tennessee. So bravo. Congratulations and enjoy it.